Second one, this is. Okay, so go on, you were saying that the Polish community is still...
Yes, it's still large, still large. Yes. I read the a book about communities, foreign communities last year, published by university, because I belong to a living history unit.
Yes.
And sometimes they show us during the meetings at the meetings. So there's one book about, recently published by university, about Leicester ethnic groups.
Yes.
Oh, generally speaking about Leicester, I think.
Yes.
And there's a part about Leicester ethnic groups.
Yes.
And there's something about Tors, and they gave the figures of 1,000.
Oh.
How they did it, I don't know. But I know that I asked the priest how many people attend the church Saturday and Sunday, because there are three masses, one on Saturday night and two on Sunday. So he said approximately 600 Poles. But bearing in mind that not all Poles come to Polish church. In Poland, they assess it in such a way, they say one-third attend church. Regularly, every Sunday or every Saturday. So you take that into consideration and multiply by three of it, 1,500.
Yeah.
But the university gave 1,000, I don't know how they do it. Cause it's difficult to do it, you know, how can you do it? Unless they have some reports during the national what they call when you do
a census?
Census, yes. Yeah. And census was in 1950s or something.
No, there's one every 10 years.
Every 10 years.
91 was the last one.
91 was the last one. Or perhaps they took that into consideration and they found out there was about 1,000 Poles. That's Poles who said they were Poles.
That's it.
I don't know how did they deal with the children. Polish children, when they come, they were British by birth, but equally, well, if you ask them, who are you? So perhaps in order not to upset parents, they said, I'm Polish.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm British born.
Yes. Yeah.
So they have dual sort of nationality.
Can I just ask you something else? When you first came here and settled down as a civilian, apart from being asked to change, if you minded changing your name for a job, did you suffer any other discrimination?
No, I didn't think there was a discrimination, because I mean, this man who told me to find a job, I mean, looked at it from his point of view. He was scared that my name difficult to say, could upset his staff and so on. So he only took this from this point of view. Personally, I didn't. But it was quite natural. Depending what you call discriminations, if I go to work to the factory, when I went to the factory, they knew that I was a Polish man, and my English was fluent, but it was not... he could have difficulties with the... some people, some workers or some more. So I suppose because of this difficulty in language, the managers sometimes made it difficult to employ Poles, especially giving them better positions. But otherwise, I would say, on the whole, if you ask Polish people, they would say they had difficulties to study life, this sort of thing. But I would say that what sort of difficulty, we could say, for example, in my case, I could study. I had a scholarship.
Yes,
I had difficulty finding a job, but if you consider, for example, a factory director, and someone like myself comes with a foreign language, I mean broken language or not fluent language, and I have education, and What? If he made me a manager.
Mm.
So his people may not like it.
Mm.
He tries not to make problems for him.
Mm.
Mm. You know,
yeah.
There were reasons like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
But eventually, in time,
yes.
When young generations went to study, they spoke perfect English. So they were treated in the same way as any British person, and they had to compete.
Yes.
You see, for us, the first lot, it was more difficult.
Yes.
For example, we used to say, people say, Polish generals after the war work in the hotels and clean the plates and things. It works like this. But I suppose British government couldn't do anything about it. They couldn't order the hotel directors to give good jobs for Polish generals who spoke broken English in any case. Everybody in England who was a businessman looked after himself.
Yeah.
So it means it was difficult for Poles,
yes,
or anybody else to come to this country and receive a good job. Despite of the fact that perhaps doctors could get a job,
yeah.
Dentists could get the jobs, because they could start their own business.
Mm, mm.
And Poles went to them.
Yes.
So, and there were Polish doctors in Leicester, I remember. And I went to the Polish doctor, it's called Mr. Regis, and there were another
doctor. Tell me how you spell his name.
R-E-D-Z. I-S-Z. Every Pole knew Regis.
Yeah.
He went to the doctor Regis, and there were other doctors.
Where was he, do you know?
Huh?
Where was his surgery?
Queen's Road, or Queen's Road near Victoria Park.
Yeah.
The first surgery was there.
Yeah.
I used to go there to him.
Yeah, right.
There were dentists. We had the Polish dentist who had the dentist office near Victoria Park, near Dr. Regis as well. So I went to the Polish dentist, and Paul generally went to the Polish doctor.
Yeah.
So Dr. Regis had plenty of clients, and there was another Polish doctor who died recently, or two of them died recently. I don't remember his name, I didn't go to them. I went to Dr. Regis, to my doctor, and the Polish dentist as well. I went to Polish dentist. Well, two Polish dentists, actually. One was in London Road, a woman, and another was a man who had his place near Victoria Park, near Queen's Road, somewhere there. So two dentists, you know, so... And still there are some Polish doctors. I don't know, one or two doctors. I don't know. They're in the hospital anyway.
Yes,
they come from Poland.
Yeah.
So they work for the hospital.
Yeah.
But the Polish community was built like this, that after the war they had everything in Polish.
Yeah.
Were people who didn't speak Polish at all. So they had shops, church, Polish shows, Polish dancers, Polish papers.
No.
Yes.
All published locally.
Locally there were some you know, well, like church, issues on Sunday, a paper, just giving the notices and so on. But there was Polish Daily, who was in shops in Leicester, who was published in London. It was distributed all over England, but you could purchase in the shops in Leicester.
Yeah.
Or it could be delivered to your home, you know. And this Polish Daily is until today. And I have been writing to the Polish Daily since 1956 until today.
Oh.
And I write articles about Poles in Leicester, Poles in Bradford, Polish community, this sort of thing, and people know me from that. The photograph, my father sent my photograph on purpose, the Polish.